Welcome to week 3. I don't have a whole lot to tell you in the form of a lecture this week, just a few points that I'd like to stress. On page 17, you find something in a box, and as we said before, anything that's in a box is very important. This one says, all nouns whose genitive singular ends in I belong to the second declension. Remember, as we said before, a declension is just a grouping or a category into which Latin nouns fall. You will eventually find that there are 5 declensions, and now we're dealing with the second. If you look at the vocabulary notes at the bottom of page 17, notice, of course, that they give you servus, for instance, which is the nominative singular, and then servi, which is the genitive singular. And as we mentioned before, this will be common in vocabulary notes or in glossaries or in dictionaries. Anytime you look up a word in Latin, a noun, I should say, you will find first the nominative singular, then the genitive singular. Most dictionaries will give you the gender and then the meaning. So if you find one whose genitive singular ends in I, you know that it's going to fall into the second declension. In your grammar book, you're asked to memorize number 34, the declension of servus. If you wish, just to see how this works, you can look on the words on page 7 and 8. There are several subcategories of the second declension, but you'll notice that the one thing they have in common that stands out first is the genitive singular ends in I. So that is the thing that they all have in common. When you come to exercise 11, I thought I would explain something that the directions don't quite make clear, and some people have asked about this on the message board. When they ask for the forms, I think what they really mean is give every possible form. You will, when you encounter these words in context, of course, you'll have to be aware of every possible form that they could be and then figure out which one the author intends. So it would be good right now to start, just write out every possible form that these nouns could be. When you come to exercise 13, one of your challenges, probably your main challenge in this exercise, is the fact that in second declension masculine nouns, the genitive singular and the nominative plural are going to look exactly the same. Just be aware of that and keep in mind that part of your job here is to decide which one is being used. When you get to exercise 14, this is fairly straightforward, but I would like to clarify something that has come up on the message boards. Some people are a little unclear about word order in Latin, and word order is very flexible. And for instance, in number 1, Christians praise the Son of Mary. Some people have asked, does it matter whether I put the word for son first or the word meaning of Mary first? And it really doesn't in a case like that, where you have one noun in the genitive and the other that it is showing possession over in some other case. It really doesn't matter which order you put them in. A Roman probably would not have had any real preference unless he was trying to make some kind of stress some kind of point. So it really doesn't matter.